I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. Melissa Bessel has been reflecting on Stars friendlies last weekend against Thunder and Sirens, and she told us what she takes from the games at this stage before the season has properly started.
Oh, look, I think pre-seasons have been awesome. And I think for us on the weekend, it was great because obviously it was a bit tough in the sense that we had six tens against Thunder, and then we had a small break, and then we had six tens against Sirens. So I had enough in my squad, but for me it was great because I was able to really see where we were at fitness-wise, because I've given them a pretty good program over the Christmas break. To say they had a lovely Christmas sitting around relaxing would be an understatement. But it was good because I know the importance of having Christmas this particular time off before we got into the season, because it was going to be so long. But yeah, I was really impressed actually, because it gave me a great opportunity, and I was more than happy with where we are fitness wise about to head into the start of the season. So really happy.
Obviously, it's a change to the usual game plan. There's different lengths per quarter, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It just gives you that added chance to try out those combos, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I think for us as coaches, it's all about the first 5 minutes of, and it doesn't matter if it's 10 minutes or 15 minutes in the quarter, but it's very telling the first 5 minutes to see where we're at, if we're getting our structures right, if everyone's, sussing out their opposition. And it's great when you've only got 10 minutes, because it puts a little bit of added pressure on the girls, because they have to get the A into G pretty quick. And I was really happy. We let ourselves down a little bit a couple of times, but then we quickly turned it around. So everything that we put in place for the weekend just been, I'm really happy that we were able to learn from it.
It's about 6 weeks now. Are you in the right place? You want to be?
Yeah, I am. And I mean, especially, we were lucky. I've had every one of my players now. Tawera arrived on Thursday. So she's been out on the court with the girls now, and she's experienced the UK pre-season competition. So, we've had Amr out on the court. We've had Liana. So we've had all of our big names, and we've had all of our imports. But more importantly, I've probably had more exposure with my training partners than what I expected. So from that point of view, it's been really great, because I've been able to expose them very early on into the competition.
We know of the benefits of having somebody like Amma and Liana as part of that side as well, and mm-hmm. The season tickets will be on sale now, I expect.
Yeah, they are. We've got them we've got them on sale now, and I know that we've already broken the record from last year, which is awesome, and having someone like Liana and Amma on board certainly helps.
Speaks for itself.
With those
really,
sales
it
does
itself.
Yeah, but we're lucky, we've got one more pre-season against Storm coming up, and if people get in now and buy them, they get a 20% discount off the season tickets, but they also get to go to those games for free.
That's handy, because, it's just another added perk of getting involved with the side ahead of 2020.
Yeah, it is, and the girls have... We're really pushing. We've been out at schools, and our Nova academies, we're really pushing them there as well. We want to really hype it up and get as many people on seats and hopefully even standing. We want, if people can't sit, then we want them standing. We really want lots of our new fan base and all of our old fan base. We really want to push it this year, and the girls enjoy playing in front of their home crowd, and we want to extend that home crowd more this year.
How much are you looking forward to opening weekend?
Do you know what? I'm actually really excited. I'm excited, but I'm actually very nervous. I will admit it. I've never been this nervous before. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm really, really can't wait for it to start.
So more information on those season tickets is now online at Seven Stars Netball on Facebook, Twitter.
Yes, it is. They're going like crazy, and yeah, we are. They're all on board, and for everyone that wants a ticket or wants to know about anything, jump on the social media, get onto our website, because they're available now.
Welsh Netball have announced a brand new under-21 squad. Here's head coach Nicky Lloyd.
Following on from a strong and successful under-21 Netball Europe in October, I was really looking forward to seeing the next generation of athletes on trial on the 1st of January, and they didn't disappoint. The strength, depth and variety of backgrounds and playing styles of the trialists, along with the strong progress of the under-21s and under-17s through to the senior squad before Christmas, created opportunity and made selections a challenging but exciting job for the selectors. With World Youth Cup qualification just 9.5 months away, this is a key year for our under-21 athletes, with the event in Fiji in 2021 providing invaluable international overseas competition experience for our young athletes. Working towards this tournament has been key in my planning since my appointment in December 2018.
If you're in the Northeast, you will have hopefully seen that there's a new netball scholarship that's just been announced at the Foundation of Light. Lisa Stanley-Craig explains more.
Well, the programme's aimed at kids that love the sport and actually want to progress within netball, look at the education side as well, and just get the best out of the ability what the kids can get out of the sport that they love.
The nice thing is as well, it's given the chance to represent Sunderland.
Yeah, well, Sunderland, when I used to play, was a massive place for netball. We had school finalists. My school won under-14s, under-16s, national schools. St Anthony's was under-16s, under-19 national schools. So it was a big base for some big names up here.
And it's nice, in a way, as well, given the fact that we're without a Netball Super League franchise at the minute.
Yeah, it is. It just helps the kids have a little bit more focus on a pathway to go. And then this leads them into the regional pathway. So hopefully we can work alongside England Netball, looking at what we can do to set up more stuff for the netball.
And the standard will still be there, though.
Oh, the standard is here. Unfortunately, the North East tend to get left out a little bit, but we're hoping by these colleges that are doing the netball scholarship drive us further down the line and make England and the netball sort of come back to the North East.
Give us some idea of the areas of study then.
So it's a BTEC in sport, diploma in physical exercise. It's equivalent to 3 A-levels. Eventually we are looking at A-levels as options as well, but to start off with, it's the diploma in sport and physical exercise in level 3. So it is quite good as well. It gives you the UCAS points you need to go to university, yet enjoying the sport that you love as well.
And you'll have the opportunity to get proper coaching badges as well, I think.
Yes, we can do the level 1 coaching, so they're on the start to developing their own skills in coaching as well as playing.
And if you're an athlete, there's nothing better than actually having access to the facilities there. And how much is playing and how much is study?
We're trying to sort of more or less do it a 50-50 split. We're looking at 5 court sessions a week. We're hopefully, if we get the numbers, we're going to go into the AOC National League as well. So there's game player as well. If not, we can just organise local games with the local teams, because there's quite a few netball colleges up here now, which is fantastic for netball.
The entry requirements and
the qualifications that you need is 4 GCSEs above grade 4. So it's not difficult, but if you don't actually reach that, we do look at a level 2 for them, and then we would interview them just to make sure that they would cope with the studies and the netball as well. So there's opportunity for everybody to take part.
And it's going to be taking place at the Beacon at Light as well. That's that in itself, just the facilities available, will be a huge advantage.
Oh yeah, the Beacon Light's a fantastic facility. There's 3 courts, the gym and that they've got there, it's brilliant. There's quite a lot going on every day. The Football Academy is getting stronger and stronger every year, and that's what we want to build this base around, the netball. You know, it might take this year, next year, but we want it so it's a sustainable programme that the kids love.
And more information online, how can we, is there an email, maybe phone number we can get in touch with?
Yeah, it's Foundation of Light, www.netball.co.uk/netballscholarships.
Hi, my name is Fran Williams and I've been a member of the NPA for nearly 2 years. I'm also the player rep at Wasps Netball and I've used the services and support from the NPA in numerous ways, such as helping me to check over agreements and contracts with England Netball and my club, particularly in helping protect my image rights, as well as also the NPA helped me find a good deal with my car insurance through All Sport Insurance, and that's particularly important for athletes who spend a lot of time in the car racking up the miles. The NPA also offer support and a service with mental health support, finding you medical insurance, as well as other contractual and legal advice.
We're bringing everyone together to a global netball team. And what that's doing is helping those countries and those women and men as well that don't have the opportunity to be able to create their own choices and bring us all together.
Sport is sport, but what it allows you to do is it empowers you. So it allows you to say on the netball court, no, or yes, or be part of something that gives you a voice.
Campaigns like this are super important, but more so in Nepal. We've got such a huge community all over the world, but we're not working together at this current point in time. And creating choices is bringing us together because we can do more together than what we can do separately.
Psst. Only me. If your club needs extra players or hosting a tournament and just need a extra little support locally, why not send us a message? info@thenetballshow.co.uk. Or you can send us a tweet at The Netball Show. And who knows, it might appear in this secret little bit of the podcast. But shh, don't go telling everybody.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop-start, change direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
You're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. I'm Sasha Shipway. We've already heard from Richard Evans, Disability Strategic Lead at England Netball. And in this second part of the interview, Rich shares the news that as part of the new strategy, disability awareness training sessions will be taking place around the country over the next year, with the first taking place at the Championships on the 1st of February.
Part of what we're doing is really around empowering the netball community, and you know, a large part of that is education and training. And so I've been working with Vicky and the education training team to bring a new course to market, and we're really excited to have launched it. And so you people want to come on a disability awareness training, you can come on at the Para Netball Championships. Actually, they can come on the 1st of February in Nottingham. So you can come on the course. It's a half-day course, a four-hour course, and then also see the rest of the competition. We've also got dates coming up in Hertfordshire and Liverpool all before Easter. So look out for that, and people can sign up to those to kind of help with some of the education and training. And if anyone's interested in it larger, they can also book the course. If you've got 10 or 12 people that want to do it, you can actually book the course wholesale, as it were, and get that specialist training. So it's a real opportunity to get educated. It's a interactive, fun session. We look at the language around disability. You know, a lot of people worry about saying the wrong things. The very first thing that we look at is, what can I say, or can I say this? All the way through to, you know, okay, so I know what to say, but how do I actually do it? and give those practical advice and support for people to be able to go back into their clubs, into their counties, and actually deliver. So first one that you can book onto right now is on the 1st of February in Nottingham, but there's dates also about to be released in Liverpool and Hertfordshire. So look out for those on the Netball Finder.
And we can also find out more online, englandnetball.co.uk.
Yes, /paranetball. So englandnetball.co.uk/paranetball if you want to see where all of these different things in the strategy, including the strategy. And we also have an accessible version as well that you can download from that website as well. It is really worth saying that everyone involved in this, from coaches through to staff and myself, like, the stuff that we're doing isn't being done anywhere else in the world. And I think that's one of the things that's incredibly exciting is, yeah, we've got pockets of work happening in Australia and New Zealand, but not necessarily a national project or a national direction. Yeah, it's maybe not joined up in other countries. So like I say, there's absolutely deaf netball happening in Australia with individual teams. There may even be competitions, but there's not necessarily a strategy, a direction that is signed off by the governing bodies around the world. And that's definitely one of the most exciting things. And to be able to put para netball in and, you know, be the top two results, one for competitions and one is for, you know, the holding page, which contains all of the para netball stuff, all of the resources and links, is super encouraging.
We've got the strategy out there. It's been released. Are you glad it's out there?
Well, it's interesting. I think one of the things I've been very keen with the strategy is that, you know, we don't spend 2 years writing a strategy and then it starts. You'll notice on the dates on it is that it's 2018 to 2021. The reason for that is because of Sport England funding gets renewed in March 2021. And the other reason is actually because we haven't been waiting. Yeah, we haven't been waiting for the strategy before we do anything. We have been doing alongside the strategy, and those assets and things that we talked about before speak to the strategy, and the strategy speaks to the assets. So it's one of those things where we didn't want to start at this point. We've been going all the way through, but yeah, it's exciting. I think the strategy is a bit different to maybe other sports and their takes on it, and hopefully if someone comes to who knows nothing about it can start on page one and learn about para netball, of course, but also there's an awful lot of there around behaviours, attitudes, facts and figures around the area of disability, and they may be, you know, incredibly surprised to learn certain things, like you know, multiple gold medalist with a disability was actually an Olympic tennis player, and before the Paralympics, you know, 60 years before the Paralympics was invented, you learn that on page one of the strategy. You know, you also learn things like, you know, 15% of people have got, the students have got special educational needs. So hopefully, certainly the first two-thirds of the strategy is very much around disability as an area, not necessarily, you know, netball through and through, but hopefully as people start to read it, you'll see England Netball's take. So, you know, one of the areas that we look at is called understanding disability, and it talks about the language and you know, as we've talked about before, what does para mean, gives a definition around disability, so three quarters of the page is around disability in general, but it ends then in England Netball's definition of disability. So hopefully all the way through you'll be educated, but then also brought into the netball context as you go through, and then leading all the way down to actually what are we going to do. Let's put some hard details down as to what we're going to achieve. So this isn't just a soft strategy. This has got some real meaning and direction behind it.
Can we get in touch with you with maybe some thoughts and ideas?
One of the areas I've had the most contact with people has been around physical disabilities. And because we've been able to launch intellectual impairments and deaf netball, people have said, you know, what about physical disabilities? And it's to really say that is coming. You know, as I said before, we've been doing things alongside the strategy. And 2020 through to 2021 is actually where we are developing the physical disability element. So certainly, obviously, I always welcome people coming in and giving advice or chatting or just their reflections on it or their stories behind it. And that's, again, been one of the lovely bits of feedback that I've had is there's actually just been people's stories about how they've been either had relatives or themselves have been limited by access, and they feel those limitations have gone away. But like I say, physical disabilities is where we're going to be looking at over this next year. We're going to be testing. We're going to be holding what we call as a discovery day, where we'll be in an open day that we'll advertise and people can sign up and come. And with any type of physical disability, like I say, we're looking at people who are ambulant or can run, but it doesn't matter how fast or how slow. But we're looking at ambulant rather than wheelchair sports, and then looking to develop it from there to again build that evidence base. So you may be a physio out there who works in this area, who's a specialist in amputees or cerebral palsy, then please absolutely get in touch. But even if you're not a medical profession, you're just incredibly interested in that area, or you know someone, then please do get in touch. It might be that you've tried to play, or you currently do play with a physical disability, and you know, you find actually the umpires tend to always call you on this element or that element, then you know, speak to me. And I know we've certainly worked hard with Gary in the officiating department to look at the rules and adjustments that we've done. A great example being deaf netball. When you play deaf netball, you play with flags, not whistles, as umpires. Just little things like that kind of can make sense, but is often a big change in the netball landscape. So absolutely, get in touch. Advice is there. Support, ideas are always welcome. Absolutely. So you can just email me. It's probably the easiest way, which is richard.evans@englandnetball.co.uk. And that's probably the easiest way that you can get in touch with me direct.
There's more information online via the England Netball website.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.